JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Coming up, we look at the Airports Authority of Jamaica's inaugural Schools Art Project, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. You're listening to Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Lady Rima Hall, wife of former Governor General Sir Kenneth Hall, is hailing the benefits to be derived from exposing students to the visual arts. She says through this medium, students develop creative and flexible forms of thinking and acquire mental habits not taught in other classes, including envisioning, motivating, and reflecting. Lady Hall, who is an accomplished artist, noted that students who produce art for public spaces feel more connected to the community and are more likely to become positive members of the society as adults. She was speaking at the recent awards ceremony for the Airports Authority of Jamaica's inaugural Schools Art Project 2014 at the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston. Students from Cornaldy Avenue Primary in St. James, Genesis Academy Kingston, Sydney Pagan STEM Academy St. Elizabeth, and Manchester High School topped the various categories of the competition. The winner of the 5-9 age group was 9-year-old Neil Graham of Cornaldy Avenue Primary. Redane Harvey of Sydney Pagan STEM Academy emerged winner of the 10-14 age category. And Brianna Campbell of Manchester High School topped the 15-19 group. 17-year-old Shade Parchment of Genesis Academy copped the top prize in the special needs category of entrants 18 years and under. The work of the students will be displayed in the Arrivals Hall of the Norman Manley International Airport. The students also received gifts from corporate sponsors Lime, JetBlue, and Caribbean Airlines.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 is for Jamaica to have a healthy natural environment. This means there will be sustainable management and use of environment and natural resources, hazard risk reduction and adaptation to climate change, and sustainable urban and rural development. For more information, go to vision2030.gov.jm. Our community notice. The Longville Park Citizens Association in Clarendon presents its annual Christmas tree lighting competition and road march Sunday, December 21, starting at 6 p.m. All are invited. Now, 81-year-old Beatrice Smith shares with us a memory of old-time Christmas.
When I was a child in the country, when Christmas coming, we had some tree that blossom, some flowers, and that's how we know that Christmas coming. Your mother here said to us, Christmas coming, see, and we had one named Fifi. We pick it out, the grow a wish, and we pick it and take off the skin from over it, and we put it into a mouth and blow it, and it go, Fifi, Fifi, Fifi. It's very pretty too. Our mother say, Christmas be Christmas. And they start to burst clappers.
Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or by giving us a call at 926-359-024. And that's it for today's journey. Thanks for your company. Remember, you can join us again on this station, or you can keep up with us on our website, jis.gov.jm. Thanks to my engineer, Andre Sawyers. I'm Casita Irving. Well, good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.